It's the Coalition for the Repair and Reopening of Klingle Road. And, of course, Laurie Collins is my guest. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Gloria, and thank you for having me on.
Thank you for joining me. What should I know about Klingle Road that I don't?
Well, in 1991, the culvert under the road collapsed after a heavy rainstorm because of the lack of response from then city government to clean out the debris that had been collecting for years. And while the rest of us waited to repair, the people living on Woodley Road decided that they would manipulate this government to not repairing the damage to the public road because they found it stopped traffic from growing through their neighborhood. And it took a few years for us to figure it out, but once we did, we organized to demand that our public road be repaired. In 2003, we succeeded actually through the democratic process with a two-day hearing before the D.C. Council, and the council voted to repair the road. We thought all was well, but in 2008, Council Member Che successfully lobbied the full council to enact legislation under the Budget Support Act that would repeal that act, requiring the city to tear up the middle section, the three blocks of Klingle Road, and replace it with a 9-foot-wide hike bike path and not allow cars on it.
So private citizens moved to close a public road?
Correct.
Tell us a little about the surrounding roadway. Is there any private entity that owns any of the area around?
Yes, actually, the Tregaron Partnership owns land on the side of the road, as does the Embassy of India, and the National Park Service also abuts the road.
Is there any agreement, implied or otherwise, that says that the road must be open to public traffic?
Well, yes. When the road was given to the city, it was in a form of an easement to be used by the city as a highway forever. So if the district does not want to use it as a road, it will then revert back to the abutting landowners and not the district.
Does Councilmember Shea and the people who want to close this roadway and make it into a bike path, do they know that?
Oh, I'm sure they do, but, you know, people just continue to ignore the situation. However, the environmental assessment that just came out actually stated, which is good for the public and the city, that if Klingle Road is to be changed from a motorized road to a non-motorized hike bike path, then D.C. will have to follow the Street and Alleys Closing Act, which requires a public hearing before the council.
Do you have a sense as to when that public hearing might take place?
Well, I hope it does, and I don't know, but what the position that we're in right now is that this was a draft environmental assessment. A final one will come out in the next month. We would like to see a road build as an alternative. Since the money must be approved by the council, we don't see the council approving a $7 million, three-block hike-bike path to nowhere. But we do see the council being fiscally responsible and repairing the stormwater management system and putting the road back for $7 million, which would benefit all the residents of the District of Columbia.
Do you think that fiscal responsibility on the part of the council will trump private interests and their lobbying?
I hope so, because I will tell you that Klingle Road is an embarrassment to the District of Columbia, and I might add that Klingle Road was actually treated as a major road and plowed during Snowmageddon because of the utilities, WASA, Pepco, WMATA. They all need to get in there.
So indeed, the road, as you see, it should be reopened.
Absolutely.
How can one get more information about the coalition?
Well, they can visit us at www.repairklingleroad.org, and we are also now on Facebook.
All right, so they can follow you on Facebook as well.
Yes.
Laurie Collins of the Coalition for the Repair and Reopening of Klingle Road, thank you for being my guest.
Thank you, Gloria.
Take care.